one of my favorite songs because it tells me that Jesus loves me. And not only does it tell me that Jesus loves me, it says He loves me when I'm bad. It says He loves me when I'm sick. He loves me no matter what situation I might be in life. I might be a little child. I might be a teenager. I might be a grown-up. I might be a dad or a mom. I might be a grandpa or grandma. But Jesus loves me. All right. Who else has a favorite they would like to sing? All right. Number four. Christ is the Savior
of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. All that was shamed and sins heartless, now by His grace I am free. Savior of sinners, Savior of sinners like me, shedding His blood for my ransom. This is the Savior for me. Now I can say I am pardoned, happy and justified free, saved by my blessed Redeemer. This is the Savior for me.
Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. But is He your Savior? All right. Maybe somebody on this side of the room has a favorite. All right. Number 16. Whosoever
heareth shall shout the sound. Send the blessed tidings all the world. Whosoever will,
Very good. All right. How about someone on this side? All right. 44. Into a tent
where a gypsy boy lay, lying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me.
Sing one more before we pray and ask for God's help. All right. Number 47. All right. 47.
When he comes to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his home. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems o'er his crown. Like the stars.
pray and ask the Lord's help. Our God and Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity to come here today and tell of thy love, to tell of sending the Lord Jesus, to tell how we can go to heaven, how we can have a relationship with you. We pray that the words would be simple and that each one here is able to understand thy love to us. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You know, one thing I forgot to mention, the memory verse. Who here learned their memory verse for today? Yeah, one, two, three, you know, four, five, that's better. You know where I come from? Everybody has to say the verse. Even the grown-ups and the grandparents. Because it's important that we know what God says. And learning the memory verse is one way that we can learn about Him. Now, I'm not going to make each and every person stand up and say the memory verse because we don't have that much time. So instead, we're all going to say it together. And that way, nobody has to be scared. Nobody has to be, oh, I have to say it in front of everybody. If we all say it together, that's not as scary. Okay? The memory verse is Matthew 25 and verse 13. I'm going to say it first, and then we can repeat it. It says, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Matthew 25:13. All right, let's all say it together. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 25:13. Whew! You don't have to worry about standing up in front of everybody. You know, I have to worry about, what am I going to talk about? All meeting. You only had to learn one line. But I got something better. I have something about the Lord Jesus that we can learn. But you know, there was a brother who stood up yesterday and he read a verse that really struck home to me. And that verse is in John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 9. This was the Lord Jesus speaking to one of his friends. He was speaking to one of his followers. He was speaking to Philip. And do you know what he said? He says, "Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? How many times have you come to Sunday school? How many times have you been to a gospel meeting? You've been with your friends. You've heard about Jesus. This man, Philip, he walked around with Jesus. He heard Jesus talking all the time. He saw him doing miracles. And Jesus had to say to him, Hast thou been so long time with me, and yet hast not known me?" That is a searching question. And I hope that there's not a single boy or girl or teenager, or dad, or mom, or grandpa, or grandma, who will leave here today without saying, "I know him." In the meetings in the last couple of days, yesterday, there was a lot of talk about knowing God as Father. And so I want to talk about that today. We're going to go, who can tell me? 1 John. So the first and most important question that we'll get, and I'm going to give 6 summary points of 1 John, and I'm going to talk about God the Father. God the Father. Who is He? Clearly, this follower of Jesus, Philip, he didn't know who the Father was. He said, "Show us the Father." And so that was why Jesus had to say, "Hast thou been so long time with me and not known the Father?" The first thing we're going to learn, we get in verses 1 and 2, is that God wants to be known. God wants to be known. He's not a God up in the sky that wants... Well, He's there, but we can't know Him. No, He's a God that wants to be known, and He wants to be known in such a way that He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to come into this world to show Him to you. Jesus could say, "I and my Father are one." He also said, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." So God, He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, because He wanted to be known. And you know, we talked about yesterday about God as Father. But did you know that if you have not asked Jesus to forgive your sins and believe that He died to wash them away, you can't call God as your Father? God wants to have a relationship with you. And He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be known. He wants to be known so much that He sent His Son to make Himself known to each and every one of us. Okay, what happens next? Verse 3, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father." Not only does God want to be known, but He desires fellowship. He doesn't want you just to know a bunch of facts about Him. He doesn't want you just to memorize a couple verses and come to Sunday school and call it good. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to get to know you. But that raises a problem. What happens if I have done something wrong? Done something bad? Maybe I told a lie. Maybe I stole. Maybe I hit my brother or my sister. I have this problem where I've done something wrong. I have sin that needs to be taken care of. And that needs to be taken care of first. In order to get to know all these important things that we're going to talk about God, first, we have to have our sins forgiven. First, we have to say, "God, I'm a sinner. I've done something bad. I believe You sent Your Son to die on the cross for me. I believe that You raised Him from the dead. I repent of my sins, or I'm not going to do them anymore. And you'll be saved." That is first and foremost. So, one, there is a God, and He wants to be known. And not only does He want to be known, He wants to have a relationship with you. God the Father wants to have a relationship with you. Number 3, We have that fellowship. Verse 4. Next. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Not only does God want to be known, not only does He want to have a relationship with you, He wants your joy to be full. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to have the very best. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God wants you to have the very best? You know, when I was growing up, someone gave a definition of sin that stuck with me. You know what that definition was? It was all sin, whether a saint or sinner alike, is due to unbelief in the goodness of the heart of God. We have wrong thoughts about God all the time. We think, well, God's holding out on me. He's not giving me that cookie, and I really want that cookie, so I'm going to take it. But if I knew that God really knew what was best for me, I wouldn't be tempted to take that cookie because I knew that He has the very best in mind for me or for you. All right. Keep on moving along. That brings us to verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Not only does God want to be known, not only does He want fellowship with us, not only does He want us to have our joy full, but He wants us to know His character. God is light, and in Him is no darkness. If I want to go play with my friends or hang out, I can do that if we have something in common. Maybe I want to play ball. That works if I want to play ball and my friends want to play ball, then we can play ball. Do we understand that? But if I want to play ball and my friend wants to go on a swings, can we do that together? No. We need to have something in common. And when we find whatever that two things together are, we can do them. But it says God is light and God is holy. And He, if we want to have that enjoyment of the relationship with Him, wow. Just like you can't have a person who wants to play ball and on the swings, you have to have similar thoughts. And so if we want to have that relationship with God and enjoy it, we need to understand that God is holy. And the fellowship or the enjoyment of the relationship that we're going to have with Him is through holiness. It's not in doing what we want, but it's doing God's will. All right. Verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. I like to say this one is, God wants reality. It's so easy for us to pretend. And here it says, if we say we do this and we're doing something else, really what's happening is we're pretending. And in our lives, God wants reality. He wants what's true. He wants what's right. It says that God is light. It was brought out that we can't hide those bad things that we do, when we're in the light, when we go into the light, all those areas of our heart are exposed. And so God, as being a God of light and a God of love, He can expose those areas of our heart. And He wants reality. And not just pretending. We had that verse this morning. Hast thou been so long time with me, and hast thou not known me? I want to ask that question to you today. Are you just pretending? Are you just pretending to be a Christian because your brother or your sister or your friends? No, that's good. Are you just pretending? I hope not. Are you just pretending? God wants reality in the heart. He knows when we're pretending. And when we pretend, it doesn't work out very well. You know, so often we can have wrong thoughts of the Father. Yesterday in the Gospel, a man stood up and he told about the prodigal son. And you know, he only told the story about one of those boys. You know that there was another one? There was another sibling. And both of those siblings had a problem. Both had wrong thoughts about their father. The younger son, he thought that doing his way was best. He thought that his father didn't have his best interests in mind. He wanted to do his own way. Maybe he thought his father didn't love him. I don't know. But he didn't even love himself. You know, when I have something that I care about, I take extra special care of it. That younger son, he didn't even take care of himself. He didn't even love himself. That's how bad he was. Then the older brother, you know what? He viewed himself as a servant. He didn't even have a relationship with his father. He's like, I've been working to try to get you to please you all these years. And maybe you're working, trying to please God. It doesn't work. We can't do it of our own ability. It takes repentance. It takes faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Which brings me to the next topic. Verse 9. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God the Father, He makes a provision for failure. Forgiveness is offered when there is confession. So often, when we do something bad, our first reaction is to run away and hide. Now, if I knew deep down in my heart that my mommy or my daddy really loved me and they wanted what was best for me and I was hurting, why would I run away? Why would I run away and hide? They're saying, come. The Lord Jesus says, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. And I will give you rest. He's calling for you to come back. So often we have such wrong thoughts of God. Perhaps maybe because we think about maybe the failures of our parents or grandparents.
But God is a God of love.
Does that mean that there's no discipline, that there's no correction?
No.
God is light and God is love. They go together. There will be correction. There will be government. But God always seeks our joy. He always wants that relationship to be restored. Now let me ask you this. Are you still like the prodigal son, waiting, trying to do your own way? Let's go into that story real quick. It's caught my mind when I looked at it. Luke 15. Luke 15, verse 17. And this is the younger boy speaking. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?" If I could say it reverently, it wasn't the realization of his sin. It was the recognition of the heart of his father, that even the workers for his father had it better than the condition that he was currently in. His father cared and loved so much that even the workers were taken care of. And yet, as a son, he had turned his back on all of that. And so I asked you, have you made that realization that God is for you? That God loves you? That God wants you to have a relationship with Him? That He wants not only to have a relationship, He wants communion. He wants to get to know you. And He wants you to know all about Him. But first, do we know Him as our Father? You know, I went through all these things, and we started off with the first one was, God wants to be known. And if we don't know God as our Father, we can't understand all those other points. So it goes back. How do I know God is my Father? How can I be saved? How can I enter into this relationship? It's not hard. God made it so that even a little child could understand. A little child of 7 or even 3 or 4. It's pretty easy. All we have to say is, God, I have done something wrong. I'm sorry. I believe you sent your Son, Lord Jesus, to die for me. I believe you raised him from the dead. We confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, there's a song that kind of reminds me of the heart of God the Father. And some of the problems that we come into, we'll find it in our hymn sheet, number 39. And in this song, it's referring to the Lord Jesus.
as a friend. He has that closeness of a relationship to call God a friend. Do you have that today? Perhaps you're going out and doing your own thing. Have you come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Perhaps you're an older one here, and you've already accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You know that boy and the prodigal son that I was talking about? He was already a son, and he still ran away. Sometimes as Christians, we can still run off and try to do our own way. But as our points were, there is provision. There can be restoration with confession. There can be that restoration of the relationship. All right, let's sing number 39. What
a friend we have in Jesus.
To summarize, God wants to be known. God desires fellowship. God wants our joy to be full. God wants us to know His character of light. God wants reality in our life. And God, the Father, has made provision for us if we fail. There's never an excuse that we can have to not go to our Father. All right, let's close in prayer. Our blessed God and Father, we're thankful that Thou hast had a desire for little boys and girls, men and women, to come to know Thee and to have their sins forgiven. We pray that if there are any here, or any even listening in, who have spent so long time with You and yet have not known You, that today, right now, they would come to know the Lord Jesus as their own personal Savior. We ask this in His most worthy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
If anybody has any questions, maybe feel free to come talk to me or another adult. We also have lots of really good Sunday school papers. You get to learn what the memory verse is for next week, so you know what to say. Maybe you like nature and our science. There's wonderful stories on the back as well. Free for all.